Give him an undignified praise.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. Give it Church defeated. No, y'all, hear me. Get your mind off of Corona. Get your mind off of the virus. I said what I heard in the spirit in our worship. The enemy, the Lord whispered and says, you better encourage the church to just radically, ridiculously praise God. As our worship leader has been, and as the musicians are, and the music ministry, and all has, and we have been praising God. But we got to take it up a notch. Amen. That's why the Holy Spirit had me to read that scripture. Because the Lord said that the enemy, your enemy, my enemy, our enemy, thinks that the church is defeated. I'm going to tell you how God let me know that. Because I drove past Vineyard Church, as we do every Sunday. As we do almost every day. But especially on Sundays, church parking lot is packed. It's packed beyond capacity on most Sundays, on all Sundays. And we drive past and we see that packed parking lot. This morning we drove past and saw an empty parking lot. You just missed what I said. The parking lot was empty. Now some would use that as an opportunity to diss Pastor and Vineyard. Miss what I just said. See, we that are thinking on an earthly and fleshly level will take that as an opportunity to religiously or spiritually bash Pastor Nathan or any of the other churches, larger churches, that saw fit to close. Are you with me? That prayed and met together and got facts and figures, and not out of fear, come on somebody, but out of divine instruction, they decided to close. Watch this. I can do one of two things. I can look at Pastor Nathan's parking lot and go, ooh, there, look at the church, it's empty. Or I can say, and have my ear open and your ear open to the Holy Spirit to say, uh-oh, we have a church today, so we better be on our game. We better be on our game. And we better get to praying and shouting, because the devil looks at that same parking lot. Y'all ain't hearing me in this house today. He look at that same parking lot and go, aha, see, I got the church. I got the church scared. I got the church. See, they shut down. They closed. They fearful. No, they're operating out of wisdom. Y'all not saying nothing. To keep the fatalities down and faith up. Oh, God. But God allowed us who are under 100 people. See, God will keep you small for a reason. You just missed a good place to shout. I said he'll keep you small for a reason and a season, because God didn't let us blow up over 100, 200, or 300, because he knew this season was coming. Oh God, and we ain't gonna throw rocks at our sisters and brothers, but we gonna build them up in praise. So while they're closed, we gonna let the devil know, no devil, the church is still alive and the church is well. So we give God crazy.
We are not crazy. We are not defeated. We are not destroyed.
We are not cast down. We are not annoyed. We are not defeated. We are not destroyed. We are not cast down. We are not annoyed. Whoa. So I dare you. I dare you. I dare you, Fresh Start. I dare you to praise God right here. Praise him for Vineyard. Praise him for World Harvest. Praise him for all of the churches that couldn't assemble today. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to see the purpose and the reason why God incubated us. Why God kept us. So that we can go forth in praise and in prayer. I dare you.
world. He thinks the kingdom is on lockdown. He thinks the kingdom is on shutdown.
Every pastor and every church, come on and pray, and that God will guard and cover them against attack. Okay, there's an attack that's coming. Come on, church. Come on, church. And God has secured us and set us over here. Oh, Jesus, for this very reason and season. Now, listen to me, because we're about to go into prayer. Now, I need y'all that's just sitting there. I need y'all to get ready. We're about to go into prayer. Because the Holy Spirit said to cover every church and every pastor and the people, the sheep of that flock, to cover them against attack. Because the enemy is not going to just use this coronavirus to attack the body. Oh, God, I hear you. But he's going to use it to attack the spiritual body of Christ. That's why we can't attack each other. We can't talk about somebody closed or somebody open or somebody what. We can't talk about each other. We can't bash each other. We got to build them up. And I hear the Lord say, come on, where there are two or three gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. Now, is there more than two here? All right, so we're doing real good. He's in the midst. And he just gave me an instruction. He said to pray. Come on. So I need you to get up. On your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you want to kneel at your seats, you can kneel. But let's get in a posture, either on our feet, kneeling. Glory to God. You want to kneel at the altar? Altar, come, kneel, come to the altar. Come on, come on. The fires on the altar are burning. Fires on the altar never burns out. Come on. Fires on the altar. We're gonna pray for pastors, and we're gonna pray right now for churches, because they are vulnerable because of this virus. It has been mandated by our government, our local government, our national government, that places and assemblies of 100 or more have to close down. After this, we're gonna pray for our children who are gonna be off for, they're saying, 3 weeks. It could be much more. We don't know. So after we pray for the churches and pastors, we're going to pray for the children. Then we're going to pray for families and homes. Amen. Then we're going to pray. Somebody keep this order, because I ain't going to be able to keep track. Then we're going to pray for caregivers in the hospital, those in the hospital, nurses and doctors, nursing homes, caregivers, all them. Do y'all have somebody got that in order? All right, I'm going to start out by praying for pastors and churches. If you want to kneel at your seat, that's fine. Come to the altar if you want to kneel at the altar. We're going to be praying for a minute, so do whatever. Get in the posture of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And whoever feels led to pray for the next one, run up here quick after I get done praying and pray for the next one. And the same thing after that. If you feel led to pray, run up here. Okay? Pastors and churches. Our children, families, homes, nursing homes, caregivers, hospitals, medical system, doctors, nurses, caregivers, STNAs, all of that, all of them. All right? Father God, in the name of Jesus, how we praise your strong and mighty name. We thank you for this hour, this opportunity. It is indeed a privilege that you have placed us in this hour of time, for such a time as this, for such a time as this. We don't have, and we're not afraid, and we're not in fear of a virus, because we have the victory. It belongs to Jesus, it's in Jesus, and that's whose faith we are in. And so, Father God, right now, my assignment is to pray for pastors and churches. Cover them right now in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. We come against depression. We come against despondency, discouragement. We come against stress and strain. We pray, Father God, that every financial need will be met in every house of the Lord across this city, across this nation. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they will lack nothing in this season. We pray that you will build pastors up in their faith. We pray for continued wisdom and guidance. We thank you for how you've led each one, God, to do what was necessary to do for the people, for their congregation. And so we pray, Father, that you will not let stress and worry and anxiety overtake them, whereby they become ill and vulnerable to sickness due to stress. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We take authority. Devil, take your hands off of every pastor. I don't care what his or her name is. I don't care what church their name is. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the devil will be bound in Jesus' name, and the power of God will be loosed, the power of love and of a sound mind. Father, I pray for the congregants. I pray that the sheep won't stray during this time. I pray that they will remain faithful, that they will remain focused, that they will remain fruitful, God, even in this difficult season. In the name of Jesus, I pray that they will stick with their pastors and their leadership. I pray that they won't jump ship to go somewhere else. I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you'll put a faithfulness in your people, oh God, in Jesus. And I pray that they'll be faithful with their tithe and their offering in their giving. I pray that they won't seize this as an opportunity to turn their back at a time when leadership needs them the most. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Guard, keep, and cover them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Come on, I need somebody to feel me.
Lord, we thank you that your blood knows no boundaries. We thank you, oh God, that your blood knows no boundaries. It knows no enemies. It knows no failure. God, we thank you that your grace bends toward us in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood right now in the name of Jesus that doesn't have any enemies in viruses. It doesn't have any enemies in the economy. It doesn't have any enemy in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over the children right now. In the name of Jesus, God, that you would sprinkle your blood on them. Protect them and keep them in the name of Jesus. By your blood, would you provide provision for them? By your blood, would you feed them, God? By your blood, would you continue to educate them in the name of Jesus? We pray for every educator right now in the name of Jesus, that they don't take a day off, but they figure out how to continue to educate the children in Jesus' name. We pray for every daycare right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that your blood would cover them in the name of Jesus. We pray for every employer, that they would keep their commitment and their word to their employees in the name of Jesus. We pray for the marketplace right now in the name of Jesus. We command the marketplace to continue to perform for your people in the name of Jesus. Now, God, let your grace, which bends toward us, oh God, your grace and mercy that bends toward us, that is able to cover our hearts and our mind in the name of Jesus. God, be with your people right now. Keep us in your love. Keep us in your care. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for every little storefront church that's open right now, that is serving to pray for the larger churches that can't congregate. In the name of Jesus, who are holding them up. In the name of Jesus, who are praying for their budgets and praying for their pastors and praying for their saints right now. We thank you, oh God, that you have continued to immobilize your church to do warfare in this hour. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise for it right now. We give you praise for every nurse and every anesthesiologist and every doctor and every test taker in the name of Jesus. God, we cover the president right now in the name of Jesus. We cover the cabinet in the name of Jesus. We cover the CDC in the name of Jesus. We cover the strategies at the governmental level in the name of Jesus, at the local level in the name of Jesus, to immobilize for your people. God, we pray for the homeless right now who don't have a home, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that the church doesn't forget them, that even in this hour, that there's still provision for them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the Department of Infectious Diseases right now, that they would come up with a cure in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we praise you for families today, God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that there be an unusual closeness to families, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to pull us together so we can do what you've called us to do. And that's to be a family, God. God, give us clarity on how to operate. God, give us clarity on how to pursue our dreams. God, give us clarity if we need to sit down or if we need to take off. Give us clarity on what it is that you want us to do. God, but help us to assign this unusual moment. Help us to assign these unusual times to bring our families together. Let the estranged come back in the name of Jesus. Let the ones that's unseen come back in the name of Jesus. Let there be restoration in this season in the name of Jesus. Let there be provision in this season in the name of Jesus. Pull us together again, Lord Jesus. Pull us together again, Lord Jesus. Pull us together again, Lord Jesus. And let your name be great in every household, God. Because we know we can't get through this without you. So let the name of Jesus reign through our households. Let the name of Jesus reign through the schools that's open for free lunch. Let the name of Jesus reign through this city. Let the name of Jesus reign through this state. Let the name of Jesus reign through this country. And help us to understand that you are still in control. That God, you don't even find competition in a virus. There's no way that this virus can beat you. So we rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in the Lord. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare to trust the sweetest rain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We thank you for every family, and we see the future of a whole family. A whole family that's been restored in the season of chaos. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the provision that is at hand. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Father, we come to your God. weeping at the altar. For those that are fearful, oh God. For those that don't know what to do, that don't know who to call, oh God. We just pray, oh God, that you take our weeping, oh God. And you do what only you can do, oh God. And we know that we are not alone in weeping, oh God. But we just ask, oh God, that as we weep, oh God, and as we tarry at the altar, oh God, that you, the King of Glory, will come into every situation, oh God, that is put before you, oh God. That you be God and arise, and that your enemies be scattered, oh God. That you will provide strength and power, oh God. That you will provide everything that everyone needs, oh God. For your word declares, oh God, that if any man seek you, if any man seek you, oh God, the man that wants to be saved, oh God, he will be saved, oh God. So we pray, oh God, that those that seek you, oh God, and if we seek you, oh God, that you would again arise and that your enemies come, oh God, and be the King of Glory, oh God. Being a King of Glory and coming in, oh God, going into the hospitals, oh God, going into every home and family, going into every school, oh God, going into every nursing home, oh God, and healing, oh God. Going into every place, oh God, every fearful place, oh God, every defeated place, oh God, every hungry place, oh God, for hope and joy and peace, oh God, and deliver right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Father, we pray that sex trafficking will not increase in this hour. We cover now the streets of Columbus, Kentucky, surrounding states. We cover the vulnerable places in the name of Jesus. And we come against now, Father, every vulnerable thing that would begin to come up against every vulnerable place. In the name of Jesus, we cover the north, the south, the east, and the west. We cover children, oh God, women, boys, and girls, Father, who, Father, look like they are without, oh God, who don't have a hope. And oh God, who may, oh God, be vulnerable in vulnerable places. And oh God, we come against everything, oh God, that would attempt to traffic their minds, to traffic their hearts, to traffic their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we release a blanket of grace over this city in Jesus' name. We release a blanket of mercy over this city in the name of Jesus. We release a blanket of power over this city. We declare that the blood of Jesus has not lost strength. We declare that the blood of Jesus has not weakened. We declare that the blood of Jesus has not lost power. We declare that the blood of Jesus is still flowing. We declare that the blood of Jesus is still reaching. We declare that the blood of Jesus is still outpouring. So God, pour out your spirit upon Columbus. Pour out your spirit upon Indiana. Pour out your spirit upon Kentucky. Pour out your spirit on Washington, D.C. Pour out your spirit in the Columbus School District. Pour out your spirit in the Westerville School District. Pour out your spirit in the Olentangy School District. Pour out your spirit in the kingdom. Send us, send us, send us, send us, send us like a mighty army. Send us like a mighty army. Send us like a troop. Call us to be clothed in righteousness and go forth in the earth realm and make an impact and change the lives of men, women, boys, and girls. Send us, oh God, let the apostolic anointing, oh God, send us. Send us. We will go. We will go. For we are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We will not be silent. We will not be stagnant. We will not lose heart. We will not faint. If we mount up on wings as eagles, we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. So we declare, God, that we are your people. We shall stand, having done all to stand. We shall stand and go forth in the earth. Nehemiah anointing. give us a Nehemiah anointing. Give us the strength of Elijah. We got the seed of Abraham. Give us the strength of Elijah. Give us a strategy in Nehemiah. Give us a strategy of Nehemiah. Like an Nehemiah. Give us the strength of Elijah. Give us the insight of Naomi. Give us the boldness of Ruth.
Be afraid. If you believe in any part of the Bible, you must believe in all parts of the Bible. You must believe in everything the Bible tells you. Specifically, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. If you don't believe that, you can't believe anything. If you don't believe those who are called by my name should just humble themselves. Humble yourself. Though I walk through the shadows of death, I shall feel no evil, for thou art with me. God told you, I am with you. It's common sense. It's common sense. It's black and white. I am with you. Do not be afraid. You have to believe all of the Bible, not just one little part, and you'll know that everything will be okay. God said, well, one or two of you are gathered in my name. Do you think that he would inflict you with any pain right now while he's in your presence? It's unimaginable. It won't happen. It can't happen. Believe. Pray. Believe in that whole entire Bible. Don't pick your favorite parts out. Don't pick your favorite parts out. Believe it all. Sister Aaron and I agreed this morning what she spoke out loud, what I was thinking. So I know it's true. I know it's true. Believe in the Lord. Trust in the Word. Trust in the Word. Trust in the Word. It gets no simpler than that. It's not complicated. It's not complicated. God told us in His own words. He told us it's not complicated. Believe in that Word. Nothing can harm you. No weapon formed against you. Physical, mental, spiritual, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's where we're all sitting here right now. That's why we all greeted each other when we came through the door. That's why we all didn't stand 3 feet apart from each other when we came through this door. That's why we all sitting next to each other right now, because we believe no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Not one single thing. I have no worries. Haven't been shopping yet. I'll go when it's time to go. And when I go, it'll be there. Whatever I need. Trust me when I tell you. Trust me when I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a pastor who practiced what she preaches. Thank you for a pastor who had a sick husband that came to church. That didn't say my immune system is down because the Lord has me covered. Thank you. Thank you for a believing pastor. Thank you for a believing shepherd. And we will listen to her words. We will study her words. And we will obey her words. And we will be here next week, just like we are today. We won't be in hospice. We won't be in some tent next week. We'll be right here, saying the same thing and believing the same word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. yesterday.
Let the boys Lord, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for He has given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for He has given
whether or not believers are inside. We are the believers that are inside and outside. Amen? That's right. Whatsoever you bind and whatever you loose on earth, don't matter where it is on earth. So I feel led. I feel that. I feel it in my spirit as we commence this season of prayer to just go over and just two by two. Minister DL's helping to assemble. He's going to just volunteers, whosoever will. Two by two, we have the Iron Pony, we have another shop, we have the daycare, we have the bakery, we have the support center right here, don't forget Fresh Start, we have the nail shop, and then we have the store, and I believe they are believers in the store, and then we have the puppy grooming center. And we also have the workout facility that's right out from next door to them. And then we have the AutoZone. Amen. I think I got them all. Amen. So we need those who will go. Amen. I see Henry standing. Now, y'all wait for service to start or end. Amen.
Amen. It's just we've been saying for a while, God's doing stuff. God gonna do stuff. He's doing something. And so don't come expecting church as usual. Talking about we ain't have church. No, we are. First of all, we are the church. And so you ought to bring church with you to have worship and fellowship. Glory to God. And Fresh Start is that kind of church. So I'm grateful for that today. I'm grateful for you. Before we disperse, because this will be our disbursement. Before we disperse, let's receive Sister Ethel. Yes, ma'am. Our tithe and offering. Let's receive our tithe and offering. Amen. All right, let's receive our tithe and offering. And then we're going to go out and we're going to pray, anoint more specifically.
Thank you.
God in olden times. And he saw the blood over the doorpost. Oof. He said, I'll pass over when I see the blood. It didn't even make him no difference who was inside. He just said, as if I see the blood. Ah, God. Thieves and robbers and murderers could have been on the inside, Brother Darrell. That didn't make no difference to him. He just said, I want to see the blood. And if I see the blood, the death angel will pass over. I encourage you, saints of God, to anoint your household. Anoint your apartment door, your house. And they'll go room by room and know whatever you feel led to do, but anoint. Pray the Lord's covering. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So come on, we're going to receive the offering. So come, if you have yours prepared, come. Yes. Amen, saints. Let's receive the Lord's offering and then we're going to follow the Lord's instruction and we're going to pray for Allen Creek Plaza. You be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. So good to see everybody today. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, for coming, for your faith over fear. Thank you. Thank you for exercising your faith. Bless you, woman of God. God bless each and every one of you. May the Lord bless you. His grace and mercy smile upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory to God. And give you peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you know of any that are elderly, sick with diseases, please call, check on people. Call them if you can. And they have telephone and they have access. Call and check on them. They have eliminated visitations to nursing homes and nursing centers. So only people as needed and as need be are able to even go in and visit. Someone give me quickly a status on Brother Joe if we have one. He's back home. Oh, he's back in the hospital. OSU East?
Every hospital has a mandate to give you a temperature, a questionnaire, where you've been for the last how many days. It's a process.
Do we have a room number? Can someone go and see him today, or has someone went recently since he's been in? Just this morning, okay. So we cover him until God says whatever he's supposed to. I can't go to see it because I have to cover Pastor. I have to keep things clean and contained, so I can't go. But somebody please go today. Give him our love. Let him know we still and we always care and take care of him. He has the final say in all things. Amen. And we all had the opportunity to give. All right. Father, we thank you and we praise you for the kind and goodly gifts of your people. Thank you for their faithfulness to you, to your house, and to the work of the ministry. Thank you so much. We don't take for granted at all the kindness of their giving and of our giving. And we know that you are blessed by it. Now take it, God, and use it for the furtherance, the continuance of the kingdom, that it may spring up and root, spring up and blossom into something so beautiful and so great that will be used for your glory. We trust you with that. Pray for every giver, everyone, that your blessings will rest and rule and abide in their minds, in their households, on their jobs. Cover your people, I pray, over Fresh Start Worship Center right now, that you will cover your people. Thank you for the privilege of feeding them. Thank you for the privilege of shepherding them. But now, God, we are in all, and we are in the hands of the ultimate, consummate shepherd. The shepherd of shepherds, the shepherd of the sheep, the great shepherd and bishop of our souls, we thank you and we praise you. And we thank you that you've got all of them covered. We thank you that even those that are enduring therapies and going through procedures, we don't fear, we don't fret, we don't worry. You have them covered in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Come on, church, say amen. All right. We have received the Lord's offering. We pray. Now we're going to go out. Be blessed. We're going to go out, those that are going to anoint, and we'll just walk this plaza, starting with the Iron Pony. Just walk around and anoint. I pray that there's more than two, but where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst. So come on. Start where? Oh, Bishop. Okay, Bishop. Bishop says start with the daycare. Start with daycare. Accidentally called you Bishop, but that's what you are to me. Oh. I hope that ain't all that's going. Come on, church. Go on. Come on, church, in action. Glory to God. Pastor says start at the daycare. Those that cannot. We're a church full of young people. Everybody in here young. Amen. Glory. Some of us are going to stay here at the place of the altar. I just feel that the Lord is just telling me just to stay here at the altar and continue to pray. I want to continue to pray for pastors and churches that would ordinarily still be in service. I'm going to stay here at the altar and pray in their behalf and intercede in their behalf. Thank you.
the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all you've done.
Hallelujah.